So here we are in a situation where the piano part, the music exists, and I have to write lyrics on top of that to make it go. I'm listening to this boogie-woogie piano part, and all I can think is boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie. It's just boogie, boogie, woogie. So then comes the lyric, got the boogie-woogie-woogie spread all over the place, got it stacked to the ceiling, got it sticking in your face, because it was just boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie as I listened to this piano part. And then in the first verse is Samantha's on a postcard showing off her chest. She don't know what she's doing, but she's trying to do her best. And I thought that's pretty good. Here's Samantha Fox, and the UPS guy's driving the truck. The farmer's plowing the field. Samantha Fox is on a postcard showing off her chest. That's what she does for a living. So we got some verisimilitude in my mind coming in. Cale, you know, he wasn't, to quote from Little Big Man, they weren't just playing Indian, they were living Indian. Well, Cale wasn't just playing J.J. Cale, he was living, he really was this guy who was all things regular, brilliant, like Picasso brilliant in my mind, guitar guy. That's what we talked about mostly. Our whole relationship was about different pickups or whatever, and he helped me with the first Ripley guitars. A lot of the times, he just parked his motorhome at some, in this case, trailer park down by Disneyland, and he'd go to Disneyland too, I think. But one of the lines was, JJ's in a trailer somewhere out in Anaheim, and I'm just doing this verisimilitude to death, boy. Before the church studio, my version of it came along, or the people we bought it from had a studio. After Leon's days, after Shelter, you probably noticed the sign in the other room. It was TICADA, the Tulsa Indian Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, TICADA. They did a lot of great work. They were there until they lost their government funding. But after they left and we had the studio, we had a lot of Indians. They were used to coming there every day. They closed that down and they still came. I became friends with several of them that would come to my door wanting some money. In my rambling sort of way, one of my favorite things about the church studio, making records or anything, is the first time I had a real conversation with one of these guys that used to come to TICADA through the door, 3 a.m. He's very drunk. He's saying, I want to talk to the preacher. And I'm saying, well, this is not a church. This is recording studio. That went on for, I don't know how long, but at least a minute or two. I want to talk to the preacher. I want to talk to the preacher. And I'm saying, well, there's no preacher. I'm not a preacher. This is a recording studio. So talk to Leon Russell, because he knows. He's jiving his own way. And I said, well, Leon's gone. So we have a discussion about a general confusion now, because he's in a haze, of the preacher and Leon Russell, and he gets that neither one of those guys are there. You know, I'm intrigued. We're having this discussion through the door, and he's going, I just want 50 cents. You know, the first honest statement that came out of his mouth. I opened the door and gave him $2 or whatever it was. That became my deal, was $2. I became friends with a few of those guys. And I said, I love that. When you come to my door, just tell me what's going on. Don't give me this run around. I mean, I'm not picking on him. I grew to understand how hard it is to live on the street. And I'll always say that I never had any trouble with those Native Americans or Indians. They call themselves Indians, and I think it's back in vogue, but they are Indians. I have my Pawnee Indian name now that I had to ask for, you know, Asakahiku Adadi, which means old dog brother, and I figure it's me and Porter, my dog's Indian name, and now everybody that I know, including you, Adadi is brother, Asakahiku is old dog, so old dog brother. I'm just saying, not only did I never have any trouble from that group of people, whether they were drunk or not, it made no difference. They were genuinely sweet, deep people. Now, maybe it's not politically correct or whatever, but I would never open that door to some white guy out there. But all of those Indians were sweetheart, and if we had to go to battle, they would go to battle with me. They were never after anything except that 50 cents. Dino is the first one. I don't know Dino's last name. He was a giant man or a big man, a warrior. And he was walking around, going to people's doors, asking for the 50 cents. I would see him walking. I could just go right back 100 years, and he would be like a warrior walking. He walked proud, and he did art. You know, it wasn't very good, maybe, whatever, but at least he tried to do a thing, you know, to get his money. So Dino became part of Baby Likes Rock. Dino's walking up and down the streets all day, trying to make it pay. Now I had Samantha Fox, I had JJ, I had Dino, and none of those things stayed. The church studio has a basement, a main level where the studio was, and some upstairs. And we were always so far behind on that Tractors record, it took, depending on how you count, 3 to 5 years to finish that record from when Tim said, I'm going to go for this. And that means 7 days a week, all around the clock. I slept on the couch and just worked because it seemed like it was failing. I was trying to figure out what the Tractors were. I made those first tapes almost instantly, but then trying to figure it out and make it go was terrifying to me. Walt would come every day, basically, but I was there around the clock. That's why I talked to the Indians through the door, because I was there all the time. My kids were little. I'd go home now and then.
When you said 3 to 5 years, you meant
The whole album.
But Baby Likes to Rock It, I took a piece here and I took a piece here. It's like you were building.
It was, and that's the way I make records. That's true.
Oh, that is your style.
It is. Some of them fall out. You can listen or read interviews with songwriters, and some of them just fall out of your mouth or whatever. And some of them are really hard come by, and it took a long time of work all this stuff in to become what was known as Baby Likes to Rock It.
Bob Dylan had some times when he could write a song in 10 minutes. It just came out of him.
Yes, he could write a song. You know, Jared Gallagher that works with me now on the Leon stuff, we're transferring a lot of stuff, and we hear Leon going, na 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 na, because he's forgotten the words to one of his own songs. I said to Jared, the only difference is Bob Dylan, if he forgets the words, he just writes some more that are just as good on the spot. Not to say he doesn't work at them sometimes, too. So, yeah, it took me a long time. I was going to say that in the basement was a kitchen, and I'd working around the clock, and I was there by myself. It was a lonely, scary time, and great time, too. We didn't have all this TV we have now. It was late at night, and all you have on the TV are preachers and infomercials. Cook a baked potato faster than a microwave. You know, wait, now what would you pay? So hucksters and then preachers. I'm a religious guy, and my dad was a cookware salesman in some part of his life, so I like both of those things, and that's what I would watch. Part of the deal was Jimmy Swaggart. It was the period where Jerry Lee's cousin, preacher Jimmy Swaggart, had his meltdown. But one of the lines that stayed in Baby Likes to Rock It, keeping with verisimilitude, was Jimmy's on the TV, killer's on the stereo. So I liked that. It had this guy in this song listening to Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin Jimmy Swaggart's on TV preaching. So I liked that quite a lot, and that one stayed in the song. These other ones, Dubois nixed a lot of that. Samantha's on a postcard. He said, can't you just take the girl dancing? How about that? So now it opens with, she likes to take me dancing on the outskirts of town. She's still a go-go girl trying to do her best. So that's still in there, kind of, but he knocked out some of my verisimilitude. Anyway, so Baby Likes to Rock It evolved over time, not too much time. And then Walt worked on it extremely hard at his house, too, changed some of the music and the drum machine stuff. Like I said, he's a genius, and together that came to be the groove, the thing that it is now. Liz, an infamy. What is it? Oh, the humanity of the Hindenburg crashing. The blimp blowing up in the air is the Tractors as much as the Rock of Gibraltar or something. It does go on. It's going to go on. I hope it does. The checks get smaller, perhaps, but we have some little bit of, you know, immortality.
The Tractors were nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, won the Country Weekly 1995 Golden Pick Award for Favorite New Group. I could go on and on. All the attention you received,